This is episode 1512. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and we are middle of the week in our series on restoration, healing your mind, body, and spirit. In today's episode, you're going to discover a meditation technique you can do as you meditate today, or as you walk, maybe as you do your dishes, as you go about your day. You can do these techniques on your meditation cushion or chair, or as you go about your day. The technique I want to share with you has to do with your third chakra. Chakras are simply areas in your body where you hold your emotions, your memories. And I'm going to share with you some research about how your brain solves problems. That has everything to do with your third chakra. Now, with your third chakra, it's located at your digestive area, where you assimilate and process the fuel or food you take in to your body as you nourish it. And this is such a powerful set of organs in your digestive area, because it's how you distribute your body's fuel and energy throughout your entire system. The digestive area is often referred to as your second brain. And you can understand this when you think about when you feel a gut instinct. The qualities of this third chakra represent your zest, your passion for life, those things that get you up out of bed in the morning. So as you move through this series to restore or heal yourself, think about what fuels you, your vitality, your passion and zest for life. And the research I'll share with you now talks about how when you're able to name your emotion, when you think about how you're feeling and where you feel this within your body, we feel our emotions deeply within us. And that's really what the chakras are all about. And then you name that emotion. This can help reduce stress and anxiety by as much as 50%. So when you do this, you're allowing your brain this awareness of how you're feeling, and then you're allowing it to diffuse this emotion and to go into a focused mode, drawing from your brain's prefrontal cortex, which is the area that's activated each time you sit down to meditate. And this allows you to problem solve, to look for solutions, rather than to get caught up in the emotion. So as you settle yourself down today and get ready to meditate, I'll guide you through this process and then you can take it from there on your own. You always can find full guided half-hour meditations where you can break off at the 10, 15, 20 minute mark or go all the way to 30 minutes of meditation where there's a brand new meditation and over 1500 meditations on the Sip and Om app. We have the Android and the iOS version available for you. You can try it free for 2 weeks. We're offering a special promotion. You can find that over on the iTunes, or if you have an iOS Apple, Google the SIPANDOM Sip and Om app, or you could go over to Google Play and find it there as an Android version. You get a guide with all the techniques organized for you, as well as a journal to take you deeper into the series. So, settle yourself down now, straightening your spine, relaxing your mind and your body. Noticing your breath, allowing your emotions today to be named, to be honored, eyes are uplifted to the point between your eyebrows, your spiritual eyes, referred to in yoga and meditation. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. And now consider emotions you may want to heal, or pain, physical or mental, you'd like to release. And begin this process by naming your emotion. You may have a few emotions you're experiencing right now. Notice where these emotions seem to settle in your body. And notice your natural intuition or instinct, your gut reaction to the support you need. You could visualize the color yellow. Visualize a fire, a flame, burning within you. Fueling the emotions that will help you balance your current state. Name the emotions you need to support yourself. And now allow yourself to sit in stillness, cultivating the emotions that can help you heal and restore your mind, your body, and your spirit. You are so worth slowing down for.